Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I'm having a parenting, just huge conundrum. I didn't expect this to happen, but it's hard to hold it in.
Yeah.
And I imagine this might be something that a lot of parents go through, but we had our son Jack, so he's just turned two, so we had his two-year-old like maternal health checkup.
Yes.
Which is a great system, like from when they're like a week old. Or
you
like
were telling
old.
Me about it today that I get some green book.
Oh man, the green book is the best. And like literally I get to look back at it and it's like all the different like weights and heights and like developmental areas where he's at. So we're in the room and the maternal health nurse is chatting to us and she's asking questions, but our son's kind of off. He's kind of playing and he's listening to the instructions like, hey, go stand on the wall and we'll measure you and stand up on the scale and talk to me. And like she's asking us questions about if we have any concerns and blah, blah, blah. She gets to the end and she goes, yep, so like with his height and his weight, pretty bang on like where he's meant to be, like in that 50th to 55 percentile. And I was like, yeah, like
perfectly my wife average
and I
child.
Are pretty much bang on similar heights.
Yeah.
Like he's probably going to grow up to be just taller than us or around our height and those kind of things. And they're like, but look, again, like boys have growth spurts at weird times and he could be 5'1" or he could be 6'7".
Yeah.
Who's to know? Doesn't really matter. And I was like, yep. She's like, with his speech, with his like motor skills, like his walking, his running and like his color identification and his like shapes and all this stuff, he's actually quite advanced for his age.
Oh.
And
Oh, here we go.
Man. I was like, advanced, you say? Yes. Tell me more. She's going through all these things. And, like, we only know what we know. Like, he's got mates his age, but you only spend little brief moments here and there.
Like, everyone's child, you know, does NASA-level maths, right? Like, that's just everyone. Like, Jack's building his own rocket in the backyard. That's what every kid does.
And so early on, I was like, I don't want to be a parent that ever compares. Like, it's hard not to sometimes, but you go like, well, every kid develops differently and they grow differently. But when this nurse was like, yeah, he's actually quite advanced, everything in my brain's going, calm down, mate. just calm down. But also it's like, well, little Einstein, it seems.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a
what is he going to be a prodigy in? This is the thing we have to figure out.
So I have been thinking of all the different things that he's going to excel at.
Of course.
From here on out. And of just how advanced he is. Mm-hmm. I've sent my wife was like, what's he going to have for dinner tonight? And I was like, it doesn't matter. He's advanced. He's thinking above food.
Of course.
He's probably thinking more nutrition than just like, I want toast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm struggling because I never expected to be in a meeting where someone's like, hey, your child's advanced. Because I was never the child.
No.
I was never advanced. I thought I was going to this in school. In school, I thought I was going to this fun thing on Tuesdays, like in primary school. And I was like, I get to leave class and go and hang out with this other teacher. And it was like little shy boy class of like kids with no confidence and were struggling at school. And I was just
Is that what they told you?
I was hanging out with Mr. Steve doing trust falls in the computer lab. So it's a full 180.
Yeah, look, he definitely got it from your wife's side. Let's
100%.
Be honest.
And I was like, I wish you didn't say anything.
Right.
Because
now the pressure's on.
It's like holding it. It's more for me than for him.
Like, how do you nurture such a strong young mind?
Just brilliance.
Yeah.
And I'm struggling now because I'm also, I have to go, hey, no. They're all running their
own
race.
Is this why
you
gave him a calculator to play with the other day? Enjoy.
He loves
Do
it.
Do some maths.
He loves it. He calls it his job. We took the calculator. We were like, pick a toy, mate. Like, come on, we're going to see the doctor. Like, pick a toy. And he picked the calculator. And, you know, he did some long division, but I wasn't thinking that it was. I was like, yeah, mate, have your own fun. Do what you want to do. I'd probably be doing algebra, but that's just me.
Yeah. So, and look, he only takes the calculator to check his findings because the true brilliance is he does it all up here.
Well, when he started correcting her, that's when I was like, what's going on?
This is Tim and Jess.
I am currently 29 weeks pregnant.
Get it, girl.
And I almost never talk about it because, you know, I don't like to complain.
Not my friend.
Yeah, no, it's kind of all that I can talk about at the moment. But my husband last night came home with just like, you know when someone starts telling you a story and you're like, this is not helpful.
Was he trying to show you that he's also feeling something and like he knows, he's like, oh, you're suffering. Here's some suffering.
No, it was more like I heard this story. Do you reckon this could happen to us?
That's never smart.
Never smart.
I was having a go at someone that works here with us because last week you were like, yeah, I'm 28 weeks. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, that's when I gave birth to my twins. Obviously it wasn't planned, but they're okay now. And I was like, look, I understand that's your story. But maybe Jess Martin didn't need to hear that the day that she turned 20.
So my husband's like, oh, I was talking to the guys at work about your pregnancy, which is hilarious, first of all, because, you know, none of them have experienced pregnancy before. So they're all kind of just going off of what their partners have
felt. That's all you, if you're a non-birthing parent, that's all you can really go off, right?
And so he was like, yeah, I was talking to the guys at work and one of them said that his partner is a doctor and when she was pregnant with their first, the whole way through, they thought they were having a little boy. And it turns out, like, she gave birth a month early. It was a little girl.
I've got some friends that, like, all the scans, all everything, it was like girl, 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 girl. And then they were born and they were like, it's a beautiful little boy.
Yeah.
So, like, there's this tiny, tiny margin for that happening, but it's not very common.
So my husband's panicking now because he's convinced himself. You know what he's like. He's too logical. He needs to plan everything out. So he's convinced himself, like, we, you know, all the paperwork said we're having a boy. Every scan we've seen, little boy. He's convinced now we might have a girl. And he's panicking. It's like, do we have to have a name ready? Do we have a name for a girl? I forgot what our girls' names were. Should we be stressing? And I'm like, I don't think we need to stress about this. Either way, a little perfect baby's coming out.
Like, with no offense whatsoever, it's worrying when you're the person that's like trying to remain cool, calm, and
so
collected.
True.
Like, that's if you're trying to bring someone else down.
There's only room in this relationship for one of us to freak out.
Yeah.
So rein it in.
Yeah, that's my job. Don't you steal my work from me. This is what I do. You stick to what you do.
But I thought on 52232955, I'm going to invite this in right now, Tim. How common is this? Were you told you were having one child and then you found out at birth you were having another?
It's going to be a boy, now it's a girl. It's going to be a girl, now it's a boy.
Or maybe, you know, you've been told the whole pregnancy that you were having one child and it turned out it was
secret
two.
Twins! It was hiding behind the other
one. What was your surprise at birth, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Okay. I mean, what I love is like, and there's so much incredible equipment around all of this and the doctors and the midwives and the nurses and the OBs and all these, they are so incredible. But there is still just this, like, we're pretty sure.
Yeah.
Because all the measurements, they're like, yeah, your kid's going to be massive. And then it's born, it's like, oh, it's
this
pretty
tiny.
Standard, pretty average. But it's like, that's without like going in with a camera and a measuring tape and, you know, something like that, there's not much else you can really do. So you that's what you lean off. But sometimes there's room for error.
On 52232955, what was your surprise at birth?
I mean, we've hit the phones with it. Faith in Grovedale. This happened to your mum. Is that right?
Oh, well, sort of, yes. So my mum was having a baby. And then 6 weeks before that a baby was due, she found out she was having two babies.
That is not a lot of time to prep for a double up.
Can you imagine, Tim? You go to like one of the last scans and they go, oh, surprise. We've actually spotted a second baby. How would you have handled that?
I mean, mostly for the pram situation, I'd be like, this is financially going to devastate us. But, yeah, twins
well,
that late in the game.
Well, it was 44 years ago, so.
Right, like, so the scans weren't as accurate back then, Faith,
but
I don't
know. No, they weren't as good as what they were now, but it's not only did she have, they weren't even the same sex, so she had to go out and buy, she had a heap of girl stuff because there was already four girls.
Yeah.
But she then had to go and buy a heap of boys' stuff because she had one of each.
Yeah. Did you say there was already four girls, Faith?
Yeah.
And then she found out she was having twins. Oh, my God.
The old 4 to 6. Ouchie. Josh in Grovedale's also given us a call. Josh, do you want to chime in on this?
That's me. That's my sister on the line. I'm the twin, one of the twins.
Are you? Faith is your sister.
Yeah, and I'm one of the twins that was in the...
Tim, bring like, Faith back.
6 weeks before.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm gonna bring the kid. Faith, is Josh... Is this true?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Josh.
Oh, hi, Faith. How are you? Hey, look, I was listening to it, and I thought I should call in, and then I thought, well, that'd be glad your sister on the line.
Well, I'm glad that you weren't lying, Faith, and we had confirmation from one of the babies. So, Josh.
Definitely confirmation there.
There we go. That is one of the most wholesome things I think has ever happened on this show. So, we appreciate it.
Hi, Faith.
It's nice to catch up on the radio. What are you doing here?
This is Tim and Jess.
Taylor Mole from Geelong United still in the studio. They have their championship game for NBL One South tomorrow afternoon. You cannot buy tickets to the game, we're pretty sure. We have a couple of family passes to give away. Not yet. Don't call just yet,
but
a little bit later on.
We've got important business to get to first, yep. Jim.
So, Knox, tomorrow afternoon. Game starts at 4 in the afternoon. You can watch it on KO as well. Mm-hmm. So, that's how I'll be watching it. I cannot wait to see it. I'm very nervous. Yeah. It's like one of those things where I don't want to be the bad luck charm and watch it, so I'm just going to have it on my phone and then I'm going to walk past. And
it goes bad, just stop looking.
Yes, stop looking. It would be bad luck to break tradition when anyone from Geelong United, Jess, comes in here. We solve dilemmas and we don't want you to feel the voodoo. Mm-hmm. Taylor, so are you ready to rip in?
Yep, I'm
ready. Okay, we have three dilemmas and people send these through from multiple different places,
yeah,
Jess.
All over. You can send them through at KROCK Geelong on our socials, at the Tim and Jess Show on our socials as well, or at krock.com.au.
Okay, here we go. I was in line for a coffee. Someone I work with saw me and jumped in the line with me. Then they ordered first and walked off before I had even placed my order. Was that rude or actually kind of genius?
Both. It was both rude and both genius.
I actually really rate it.
I feel like if you're going to do that, you're paying for that person's coffee.
Yeah.
They're the ones who stood in line.
I don't mind that, yeah.
Like, yeah. Hey, actually, you order, it's on me.
Let me get you, yeah.
Because
if
I saw you in line at a cafe and you were three from the front and then I was going to be up the back, it's the casual like, Taylor, what's up? And then it's like, oh yeah. You walk forward, so I kind of creep. And then I'm at the front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, how did I end up here?
And because we're in a world of cowards, not many people.
No one's going to say anything.
Correct. Yeah, I like it.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah. So it's more genius. It's brave to actually attempt it.
It is brave.
It is very brave.
All right. Next, a friend lent me a book months ago and keeps asking what I thought. I still haven't opened it. Do I quickly read the blurb and fake it, or just admit that I haven't read it?
Depends on the quality of the friend. If it wasn't a great friend, I would like Google
Spark
Notes or something and just get the plot down and say I was so good or something like that. I'm not a big reader though. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought this might have come from you, Tim, because you lent a friend of ours a parenting book.
So when I found out I was going to be a dad, I got gifted this book and it's like, so you're going to become a dad. And it was so helpful, like in particular for when, after my son was born, helping out with my partner, who'd just obviously gone through quite a significant thing.
Yeah.
And I've been recommending it to my close friends. And then a mutual friend of ours just kept, he's like, yeah, I've got it. I'm going to read it. And then I was like, give it to Jess's husband because he's actually going to read it.
He finished it 6 weeks after his baby was born.
I see.
My husband was like, I don't want this to become me. So he finished it within 2 weeks to the point where Tim thought he was making it up. Because he's like, how did you read it so fast?
You've got to read it.
It's impressive. Yeah.
Power through it.
Yeah.
Get it done.
I like it.
All right. Final one. I was waiting for a guy to finish at the squat rack at the gym, but he was just sitting on it, scrolling on his phone, maybe on TikTok. Is it acceptable to tap someone on the shoulder at the gym, or is it too confrontational? Now, as a gym junkie yourself.
Oh, yes, Taylor is cringing right now.
I hate this. I wouldn't. I'm, like, not confrontational, though, so I would not tap them. I'd just be, like, getting annoyed. Like, I'd be texting someone saying, this person's sitting on the squat rack, but they won't move. Like, I'd be doing that and waiting. But I don't think... People have tapped me before, like, if I'm, like, and asked me, like, oh, are you using this? And I'm not. So I don't think... It's not confrontational.
See, for me, though...
I'm going to do it, though.
Pre-pregnancy hasn't been my case for months. But pre-pregnancy, I would take a whole squat rack and I would just set up camp there for, like, 20 minutes. Because I'm doing, you know, multiple sets. So I need a rest between sets. I don't, like, unless we're going to share
the space. But are you scrolling on your phone?
Well, yeah, because, like, I'll take, like, 2-3 minute breaks. So I'll sit there and scroll my phone until my timer goes off back into the set.
Jeez, David Goggins over here with the...
I can't stress enough, it has not been happening lately. So if someone tapped me on the shoulder, I'd be like, yeah, I'm busy.
Yeah. I would kind of get annoyed if someone did. But if they, like, are smiling, like, oh, are you still using this?
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, no, I'm just scrolling adorable. On Instagram.
Just start apologising. I'm so sorry I even came over to ask.
I shouldn't even be in the gym. Like, yeah.
You know what? I'll just leave.
Well, that's it for me.
Taylor, I think it's that attitude off the court that is not mirrored on correct. The court because yeah. you are a dog. On the baseline. And we love that you've come in here. It means a lot to us, especially on the eve of the championship game. Again, Knox City, two family passes now, or groupings of four tickets.
Yeah.
52232955. Give us a call. Taylor, Chookers? You know, do you say good luck in basketball?
We'll
say,
I've never heard Chookers.
Okay. You've never heard Chookers?
It's a theatre no, show a thing. You wouldn't get it.
Oh, no. We're theatre people, Tim. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll go break a leg.
Okay. What do they say? What do you say to a basketballer before a big game?
Good luck. Go get him.
Dribble on.
Go get him.
Go get him. Shots.
We will catch up with Ali you next week.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.